Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Champion. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The DH, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Howard. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning bunts towards the mound. Champion fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Alan Ashby now catching. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darwin moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to second. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Darwin tags and scores. Moore tags and moves to third. Thomas tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of spikes. Yount reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. Thomas scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ashby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Darwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Blanks moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Blanks moves to third. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blanks scores. Bell moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Tom Murphy now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Manning moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. Manning scores. Hendrick goes all the way around to score. Lowenstein moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowenstein scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes moves to third. Ed Sprague now pitching. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Moore goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Indians. Jim Kern now pitching. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kern fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes throws the ball into Blanks, who tags Yount trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thomas scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 5, Indians, 5. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Manning moves to third. It's 6-5, Indians. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. Lowenstein moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ashby takes first base on ball 4. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blanks bunts towards the mound. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. Ashby moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ashby moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kuiper for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got four RBIs. Lowenstein is walked intentionally. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hendrick scores. Lowenstein moves to second. It's 8-5, Indians. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Porter and he is out, money applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp pinch hits for Pedro Garcia. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Money hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kuiper fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing second base. Alan Ashby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashby hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blanks hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Darwin strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bell strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Manning is called out on strikes. 2 outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hendrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Moore is called out on strikes. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Hansen pinch hits for Tim Johnson. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.